This week's episode of Greetings from Storybrooke is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/storybrooke. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Again, that link is audibletrial.com/storybrooke.
Oh, wait. Arise. Or be forever. Frozen.
Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And this is everything you missed at Comic-Con, minus the crowd, smells, and celebrities. Yes, we're dishing out all the deets
no
for season four of
no
Once Upon
Funk.
A Time. How you doing, Confunk Desimony?
I am actually doing fantastic, and I'm going to ignore the fact that you just butchered my name on purpose for the bazillionth time in 7 years.
Whoever said it was on purpose?
Yeah.
No, but slightly delayed, but slightly our Comic-Con episode is here.
Yay, Comic-Con episode.
Last year I was checking back, it was a Monday night Comic-Con. This year it's a Wednesday night. We'd planned for it to be a Tuesday night, but then we both got sick.
Well, all right, we're going to do this Sunday. Let's just do it Monday. Tuesday? No, Wednesday. Really, we have to do it Wednesday.
Yeah, and we kept holding out, hoping, trying to get all the clips that they showed and everything during
and
the panel.
We got them right before they pulled them down.
Yeah, actually, we're going to have links to where they used to be in the show notes. But they're not there anymore. I happened to pull them down beforehand. But before we get started, I just wanted to mention real quick, I don't know if you've been watching the feed at all, we've actually started doing our commentaries.
Hey.
So we did the first one. I forget, what was the episode we did first? Here, I'm going to pull up
We're going to keep talking.
Yeah, we did a season one, episode 8, Desperate Souls, and then that was released last week. And then a week from now, when you're listening to this episode, we're going to be releasing another commentary, which is kind of the complimentary Rumpel episode. And we're going to, I think, try to step through thematically like that and try and get season one commentated before season four starts, hopefully.
Well, that's the goal.
We'll see. But I mean, it was pretty easy.
We have a month and a half.
Yeah, we sat down in one evening and knocked two out like in an hour and a half. So
that's so impressive of us.
So we just need to do more of that.
Okay.
Hold our feet to the fire. Hold our feet to the fire.
Yeah, there's so much time.
But, keep an eye out on the feed for the old commentaries as they dribble and drabble out. And I guess we should go ahead and get into all of our news.
News.
It's weird doing it at the top, right?
It is really weird. Okay. Especially because the first news is about us.
Yes, it is. Okay, I don't know if you folks out there remember, but a couple months ago we were like, hey, what are some of your favorite clips from the show from the past few months? We have to enter a sample package in for something. Well, we did, and they went through all the submissions from all the nominees, and we're now officially
finalists
for the Parsec Awards, the 2014 Parsec Awards.
We very soon could be the award-winning podcast Greetings from Storybrooke.
How cool is that? And if nothing else,
we're nominated.
Yeah, the 2014. Well, not just nominated, we're finalists. Which means someone had to actually listen to that, like, 30 or 7-minute sample I sent in and vote for us. And whoever nominated us, too.
Thank you.
We still don't know who nominated us for the awards.
Can you let us know?
Yeah, if you're the one who did it.
Yeah, or if there's more than one of you who did it.
But, we're up for Best Speculative Fiction Fan or News Podcast Specific.
that's a very interesting title.
Yeah.
I don't know if that will fit on my business card.
A lot of the categories for the Parsec Awards are like this. I actually attended last year, and it was like the category, just naming the category sometimes took longer than the acceptance speech.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're up against a few other podcasts here. I'm going to list them just so you can go destroy them for us.
No, don't destroy them. No, we are friendly. Yes. Friendly podcast.
But there's Cyborgs, a Bionic podcast. I guess they cover a $6 million man and Bionic woman. Mission Log, a Roddenberry Star Trek podcast. I believe that's a Nerdist Network podcast. Pod Culture, TARDIS Interruptus. They're nominated in other categories. So
they can win the other categories and leave this one to us.
So I like our chances against them. And specficmedia.com presents Behind the Wall, a Game of Thrones podcast.
Oh.
So we'll see how it goes. Game of Thrones is very bloody.
I hear that. We're not so bloody.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
It's not the end of the episode yet. We'll get there.
I'm going to get you, Bellamix.
No, but very excited. We're finalists for an award, and those awards take place down at DragonCon in downtown Atlanta on Labor Day weekend. Unfortunately, we won't be there, but we'll be watching the Twitters, I'm sure.
I'm sure we'll be on Twitter.
Sunday afternoon or whatever it is awards are. Yes. And it's a nice little award you get, too, if you win. So
I look forward to going to pick up our award.
Mm-hmm. We'll show it to you guys on the podcast by holding it up to the mic. It'll be great.
That'll be something that for whenever we do our next live panel, we'll be like, just set it in between us. Be like, this is our award.
Just put it on a chain and then we can just wear it around our neck.
We could be like rap stars.
Flav, yeah.
Flav.
It would be a lot of fun. But yeah, if you want to check out the rest of the nominees and everything, it's parsecawards.com. Okay, so now that we're done talking about us, I guess we should start talking about Once Upon a Time, and
because that's why they're really here.
Yeah,
they don't care about us.
Yeah, they're just here for the once news. These are a little bit there. You know, a cell phone out in the crowd during the panel, but we wanted to go ahead and try and play them on the show and then talk about them. They released two clips from season 4. One featuring some Frozen characters. And by the way, obviously, if you're worried about spoilers,
you shouldn't be listening.
Turn back now. Go to our commentary for season 1, where there are only season 1 spoilers, probably. But yeah, so there's two clips, one with the Frozen characters and one featuring the return of a much beloved character from season 1. But we'll go ahead and play the Frozen characters clip first, and then we'll talk about it a little bit.
It's got really bad audio. I'm sorry.
Really bad.
We're looking at a mountain.
Field mountain.
And then two gigantic rocks.
Yeah, the two sisters are walking hand in hand, going to put some flowers down by the grave. There's just a lot of music now, I realize. It would probably be pretty boring for everyone. So.
That's why I was trying to talk over it.
Yeah, I was just worried that you weren't going to be able to be heard.
I can scream.
You can scream?
If you really want me to.
I don't think anyone wants you to.
Okay.
And they put the flowers down.
Oh, you get to talk over the music, but not me, huh?
So proud. Doesn't seem very snowy.
Not yet.
Yeah.
And then someone coughs. She has a surprise for her wedding.
That was kind of foreshadowed in the movie, right? Or towards the end of the
you
movie.
You really need to watch the movie and actually pay attention.
I need to rewatch it again, yeah, for
actually
sure.
Actually pay attention.
And I guess I probably need to see the Disney on Ice show, too, here.
That's right!
Yeah, we're going to go
see
the...
We're going to go see Disney on Ice.
Frozen on Ice.
Frozen on Ice.
So that'll be
the
fun.
The first or second week of October, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So it'll be right around the time Once comes back.
Yep. Yay.
So that was the first clip, and sorry if you couldn't hear it very well.
We couldn't either.
it was very hard to even make out what they were saying for a lot of that. But there's one more clip we're going to throw up, and this was the one that really excited me. I mean, the Frozen characters, we knew they were coming. This character we also did.
We knew
did,
this guy was coming, too.
We didn't know in what form, but Sidney Glass is back. And in this clip, we get to find out where he's been all this time. Oh, that's the wrong thing. There we go. Here, I'm going to go ahead and skip forward a little bit because I know it's just... bunch of music. I can barely hear them talking. Yep, there's Sydney.
There's someone standing in the way of my happiness.
Down in the thing with the big beard on, and Regina basically says, there's someone standing in the way of my happiness. I need you to help me. So
peace out, Marion.
I'm very, very excited for that. Although I wonder why he wasn't around when they transported back to the forest and everything.
He probably was, but he wasn't right near them.
Maybe he was locked down in the castle or something.
He was locked down somewhere.
Yeah, but again, not great audio on that, unfortunately.
Not great video on that one either.
Yeah, but luckily something we do have great audio and video for is Jennifer Goodwin's Skype call from the set that I don't know if it was actually a legitimate like live Skype call.
That was
call.
Not a live Skype call.
Yeah, the video quality seemed too good for it, but
well, that and the fact that it actually, you know, well, I mean that they're actors, but anyway.
Yeah, but she couldn't be there because they were shooting and everything, so she was needed on set. But she decided to go ahead and send a little message in, so we'll go ahead and play that.
We are not Skyping out.
Hello?
Do we have Skype? Hi.
Oh, I think I hear San Diego.
Hi, Ginny.
Hi, Comic-Con. Greetings.
No, we're not
Vancouver.
In San Diego. We're in Georgia. Guys.
I really wish I could be down there with you today, but I was needed here on set. I think you know that I spent my hiatus being pregnant. Followed by a surprise ending in which I had
Why is
a baby.
The baby a surprise?
So we are having a lot of
Didn't
fun.
Didn't we know that was coming?
Maybe they thought it was
going to be. They're changing all your lines in this scene.
That's fine. Some people said I might find myself in a sort of postpartum emotional state, but I'm great.
I'm trying to get this whole scene in one take.
I'm ready.
Yeah, but she's just standing
Between you
on
and me, I think that postpartum stage. Stops in there.
Have you heard this, love? Crafty's run out of bloody cheesy puffs.
And then she knocks out Will Scarlet with the mace.
God, love the knave.
I know. That was so great just to see him. And he's wearing the same costume.
The exact like, same costume. The class, poor guy.
Classic costume. Like, actually, I heard some, or I was reading some speculation online right before Comic-Con happened that, oh, maybe it wasn't confirmed he was supposed to be on or whatever. But no, he's right there.
Yeah, somebody was trying to say, I'm like, no.
I was pretty sure he was confirmed
to be a regular.
Confirmed.
Like, not even just like a guest or a, hey, I might appear. He is a series regular.
Yeah.
And I happy dance in my seat.
Yay! Yeah, but that was a fun little...
That was good.
Thing, the whole postpartum depression joke and all that.
Yeah, not a joke, but okay. Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt. Nice.
Okay, and finally, this is the last video they did. Besides, this one was good.
Are we playing the whole thing? Because this one was a little long, wasn't it?
We don't have to play the whole thing. Basically, we'll play like the first 30 or 40 seconds. It's basically how they decided to use Frozen.
Quote unquote, how they decided to use Frozen.
Yeah, and we'll play a little bit of it, and then we'll kind of skip through it because there's a bunch of stuff written on the boards and stuff in the writer's room. So we should probably skip around there.
Hey everyone, welcome to Mini Camp. We call it Mini Camp, but it's not really a camp. Right, we're here to get a jump start on the stories for next season.
No trust falls, no cabins.
I'm confident they know it's not a camp.
So, no marshmallows?
It's not really a camp.
So, season 4, the big bad. What do we got? Okay.
Okay, right here, back here on the board, things villains do. Chuckle, steeple fingers, pace, laugh maniacally, scheme, fume and rant, act harshly, re-something, and be mean.
Things villains, I'm going to guess right under it says things villains cause, and the first one is mayhem.
We've done a lot of Disney
almost. And lactose.
Unexpected villains, puppies, toddlers, the elderly, flowers and plants, apple.
And which? Was the elderly. Yes.
Home furnishings, pretty ladies, various, and Canadians. Nice.
No, the Canadians are not villains.
Oh, what's this one? There's something about chimney down here. Ways to battle evil. Hold on.
Okay.
Snow White, arrows, Emma, Regina, magic, Belle, pluckiness, Dr. Whale, you can't make it out.
Jiminy. Appeal to conscience.
Yeah, Jiminy appeal to
Granny
conscience.
Granny lasagna.
Nice.
Currently consuming witches 85% faster than Disney can create them.
Well, we had that great arc about the evil wee Willy Winky and Miss Muffet.
But Stan just didn't like the Willy.
Or the Winky.
On the back here, fairy tales. I can't make out what
it
says back
there. I can't read the behind
it. Oh, I see Hades back there. That's fun.
His Winky.
Yes, because Hades is
fun.
And
we couldn't show Tuffet.
Yes, yeah, that's how
he's even defined. Side Tuffet?
No side Tuffet.
Okay, we need somebody from a Disney movie.
Stop.
We have
all this.
Evil Knievel.
Wait, ways to battle evil Henry. Winning smile.
I'm done. Somebody.
Oh, and Dr. Evil. Whale was Smarm.
Smarm.
The Siamese cats and Lady and the Tramp Smarm. Scare the hell out of me.
But I hear they.
We could do Brave, the evil, you know, patriarchy.
Ooh, ooh. Evil patriarchal
cats.
Okay, all right. The theme parks, the rides. We gotta.
The red folk.
All right, and then there's a lost joke, which we didn't
We don't
get.
Understand the lost joke.
They're on their own.
Hey, you guys are that.
And then pizza? There's pizza.
That's me.
Hey, you guys are that fairy tale show. You know what you should do? Frozen. Everyone loves it.
They all think.
Oh, thanks.
The pizza guy walks away.
Pizza guy.
Yeah, thanks. Well,
everyone's a writer.
Let's keep working on this tomorrow. We'll find something.
Yes, it's hard work, but that's what mini camp's for. Thanks, everyone.
I just bought this orb.
It's not really a camp.
Nice.
They all wanted to go to camp. I sympathize.
They deserve to go to camp.
I want to go to camp.
They definitely deserve to go to camp. But yeah, but that's if you want to watch the whole sketch, we'll have links to it in the show notes at greetingsfromstorybrooke.com. Now, one more before we're going to take a little break, do a ad read and everything.
Of course.
But a little something I thought was worth pointing out was that there was a huge billboard outside of Comic-Con this year that featured
Once Upon a Time.
Elsa's hand.
Elsa's hand and some snow and ice.
Yes, and it said Storybrooke has frozen over. But I thought that was kind of cool that they had
so
the
is
big...
So Storybrooke Hades?
I don't know. Is a... what was it? I was going to make a joke about the cat thing they said, and I forgot.
Evil patriarchal cats.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I just thought that people might want to take a look at that. That was like kind of on Twitter and stuff when Comic-Con was starting. That was the first like once thing.
So they must have had like, I mean, it's a large billboard or, you know, building.
Yeah, but a lot of the tweets I saw mentioning ones like that was the first one was, oh, look at this billboard. It's insanely cool and awesome and everything. So, you know, check
that
out.
I'm not terribly impressed by it because it's a hand.
Yeah. And that's definitely from the season finale, too, from the barn, because you can see the barn behind her hand a little bit, I think, can't you?
I already closed it. That is the bricks from the building it's painted on.
Okay. But I'm pretty sure that's still from the finale.
Oh, it is, because her hand is sparkly, and in the clip, her hand was not sparkly.
So, yeah, I'm still kind of – because we still haven't really got to see kind of the advertising or the marketing campaign they're going to have.
Well, that's because they realized that they overdid it with Wicked.
Probably.
And by overdid it, I mean, oh, my gosh, everything was green.
And all the plays on words and punny stuff and everything, too.
It was so punny.
Yes. Okay, but we'll be back with some more news straight out of Comic-Con here in a moment. But first, we'd like to thank Audible for sponsoring this week's episode of Reading
Audible.
From Storybrooke,
boop, boop.
As per usual. Now, if you don't know what Audible is, basically it's a service. You go up, you go to it, you go up, you go down, you go to it, you sign up for a membership, and then you get one audiobook a month. You can pick from anything from horror to sci-fi fantasy,
to
young adult, self-help, chick lit, anything you want, and you can play it on your iPad, on your iPod, on your Android phone.
On your computer.
On your computer. Some cars have Audible apps installed on their cars.
Cool. So cool.
And you can do this all easy, and it's great, and you can do all sorts of stuff while you're listening to audiobooks, which is fun, because who has time to sit down and read a book
these
days? I definitely don't. I haven't read like 30 books already this year or anything.
And it links up, though, for those people who can.
Oh, yeah, the WhisperNet.
Yeah, WhisperNet for if you have a book on a Kindle and you're reading, and then, oh, I have to go get in the car for 2 hours. turn on Audible, it'll pick up where you were.
Yep, it'll just save your place and you can go back and forth
and then it'll
between
go back.
The versions,
yep.
Which is really nice. And for you, the listeners of Greetings from Storybrooke, Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. And now, we often like to do some recommendations, mm-hmm. You know, give you some idea of what you might want to pick up for your freebie mm-hmm. to go and mm-hmm. check out the service. Anne-Marie, why don't you go ahead and go first?
My recommendation is The Forgotten Garden by Kate Morton and narrated by Caroline Lee. Mm-hmm. It is an Aussie book. And it actually is about fairy tales. There is sort of, if you're familiar with The Secret Garden, mm-hmm. similar but not completely the same.
She's got a secret garden.
No.
No, that was...
No.
I'm pretty...
No.
No, that was from nope. the movie. The movie. Bruce Springsteen did a song
no,
from it.
Not the version I saw. But this is a lot of back and forth between the present and the past and the further past and the kind of in the middle. It's really cool, and you don't know how it ends until, well, it ends. But there is mm-hmm. there is a little bit of a garden. And I really enjoy Caroline Lee because I really enjoy listening to people from Australia talk.
Very nice.
The end. And for you, Bill, your recommend. No, don't play it. No.
Bruce Springsteen's Secret Garden. No. I'm not going to play it.
Please don't play it.
I'm not going to play it.
I didn't doubt that it was there. Also, this is The Forgotten Garden, not The Secret Garden.
The Forgotten Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. And my recommendation this week is I've been rereading a lot of books from my youth to kind of see if they hold up and ask some research for some books of my own that I've been writing and stuff. And I went ahead and picked up Harriet the Spy by Louise Fitzhugh. And it's a really fun book. It's about a little girl named Harriet who sneaks around her neighborhood and spies on her neighbors and writes down her real, honest, a lot of times bad thoughts about people in this notebook. And then the notebook gets found by her friends. And
no lie, something like that happened to me in middle school.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's never good.
No.
That's never good.
No, you never rank the boys that you think are cute in middle school. Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can only
imagine. Especially when you're not popular. So there's that.
Nice. Nice. Did they photocopy it and like paste it on
the
walls?
There was no photocopies, but there was lots of talking.
Yeah, but if you want to know why writing down your honest thoughts is a bad idea, pick up Harriet the Spy or listen to
talk to me. I'll tell you the misery that was my middle school experience.
But you can pick up either of these titles or any title of your choosing quickly, easily, throw it on your mobile device and listen to it while you're on the go. And our listener Victoria signed up for it a couple months back and she said, you know, you always talk about how easy it is on your podcast. So I decided to try it and you were right. Quick and simple. LOL. To download your free audiobook today, you can go to audibletrial.com/storybrooke. Again, that's audibletrial.com/storybrooke for your free audiobook. Just go there, fill in your information. You'll be going good before you know it. And we want to thank Audible again for sponsoring this week's episode of Greetings from Storybrooke.
Thank you, Audible.
Thank you, Audible. And one thing I wanted to mention real quick, too, is you guys know I write books and all that business.
He does write books.
And I actually came out with a new Dog Boy book this past week called Dog Boy Demon Stare. Now, I was going to sit here and kind of explain it to you and everything, but if I can find the trailer.
I thought you had that pulled up.
I meant to have it pulled up and I didn't get it pulled up.
So we're just going to keep talking about Demon's Dare.
Yeah. And
there's
then
a demon.
I found
Not
it right
really.
Here.
Hey, found it.
Found it right here. And we'll let Nathan Beatty, the narrator for the audiobooks, tell you a little about it.
Curly World closed down years ago, but the rides are still running. To step inside is to step out of time into a kingdom of magic, surprises, and thrills. Dog Boy follows a trail of abducted children to the gates of Curly World, where the general amusements hide a dark secret he was bred to uncover. How will he answer the demon's dare?
Dog Boy, Demon's Dare by Bill Meeks.
available on Amazon, iBooks, Google Play, and at dogboyadventures.com.
I like that guy's voice there at the end.
Yeah,
that
I like really the guy for the majority of it.
No, but if you want to pick up the book, I enjoyed writing it. I hope you enjoy reading it. You can pick it up everywhere. Links are everywhere at bit.ly/demonsdare, or just go to dogboyadventures.com. But now, I guess we'll
go back to the news.
Back to the news.
News.
And we just had crazy grins on our faces while we were doing that. Okay, the next thing we wanted to bring up was, let's see if I can find the article. It was the big full panel that they did. There wasn't a lot of news broken or a lot of big announcements or anything. A lot of it was more general questions, something more akin that we've seen to the panels where Adam and Eddie aren't there, you know, Lana or whoever just decides to go to some random fan convention in Canada or something.
Oh, yeah, that.
But let's see here. I'm trying to think. Did you have anything in particular that you wanted to point out?
Let's see.
I thought it was cool that Jared Gilmore said that one of...
I like that he was there. Let's just pause. Yeah. He's finally old enough to go to Comic-Con.
Old enough to go to Comic-Con.
So he's actually old enough to be on the panel.
But he happened to mention that one of his favorite things to do in the last season was when he got to play Evil Pan, which I thought was cool.
That was his best work.
Yeah, because that was probably one of our favorite Henry moments was him playing Evil Pan. So
absolutely.
That was good. And I will have to say, what's her name? Yvette Nicole Brown.
She was awesome.
Yeah, she did a good job moderating. She plays Shirley on Community.
Right. I just enjoyed that she fangirled during the entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
She's definitely. Like, I'm like, you're on the show, kind of.
She was even fangirling because I followed her on Twitter.
During the whole time, the whole Comic-Con.
Yeah, fangirling about once mainly.
Yeah.
The whole time.
She kind of, there's probably some obligations there.
Yeah, let's see here. Okay, they had some jokes about Gold's first name. They're not telling, but they claimed it was Barbara. That was a joke.
Hardy har.
Hardy har har.
Shout out to Lee Ehrenberg.
Yeah, it's like there was
nothing.
There was just not a ton of news. I believe a lot of people awed because they were talking about the difference between true love, soulmates, all that kind of stuff. And Josh Dallas said their new kid was his soulmate. So,
oh, that's precious.
Yeah, exactly. It was a big awe moment through the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing that they were saying, you can have. You could have more than one true love, but you only have one soulmate?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's basically what they were saying. And also Adam and Eddie said that they would love to do a musical episode.
Well, they say that every year.
But the production costs are high and they need to figure out how to do it. So
there was one. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Tangled Flynn Rider / Eugene Fitzpatrick might appear on the show somewhere along the line. You never know. Okay, if they felt the need to actually, go that far, he'll be on the season. Which means maybe that we're bringing the Rapunzel character back so that she doesn't have the most wasted episode ever.
Yeah, well, she's still going to have the most wasted episode ever, but they might
but
be able to
But if she comes back, they can redeem themselves.
Somehow.
Right.
Oh, it also says here that we're looking over some of the highlights from entertainmentoutlook.com.
Right.
But it also says that Colin Hook said that his jacket, his Hook pounds. Jacket, 50 pounds.
That's insane.
Yeah. No wonder he's so fit walking around in that jacket. It's like
he looks so little when he's not in the jacket. Like, if you look at him at Comic-Con, he's like, I'm a little twig. I'm a little twig.
They build his shoulders into the jacket.
Yeah, really. Characters who have died can always return in flashbacks. Michael Raymond James is missed by all, but can always return to film in more flashback scenes in the upcoming seasons. Sorry.
Yeah, but I think that's pretty much all the big stuff out of the panel, which is weird. Like, it feels like, just in general, Comic-Con this year, there wasn't much big news out of any of the panels. There were clips. And just like, I mean, for the Batman Superman panel, they didn't even let any of the actors speak.
Which is just.
They just brought them out, took a couple pictures, let Chris Hardwick take a selfie with them.
Of course.
And then rushed them back out and played the clip. It was weird. It's almost like studios these days are kind of resisting making announcements at Comic-Con because they assume everybody else is.
Yeah, and I think you can't work like that. You have to be able to make something. But, I mean, that's what they're doing with the clips.
Mm-hmm.
But the clips, other than confirming things that we already knew, I mean, that's really all they did.
Yeah, and I mean, it was cool that they showed at least the Sydney Glass scene, though. I was glad that that was one of
and
the
And it's nice that means that's, like, in the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said at some point that they're only on episode two.
Yeah, there's
possibly episode three by now. It has been the better part of a week, but they're still so early in the filming that we know Anna will appear probably in the first episode. Sydney Glass will appear in the first episode. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and speaking, we'll go ahead. This isn't quite the order it was in, but while we're talking about episodes and numbers of episodes, names, they have revealed the first three episode titles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so episode one is A Tale of Two Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have already mentioned that one.
Yes, we did.
In our last spoiler party episode. Episode two is Whiteout. And then episode three, which Adam just revealed on Twitter today.
Like an hour ago, really.
Yeah, is Rocky Road. Hmm. So an ice cream themed episode. The next one will be Strawberries and Cream.
Peaches and Cream.
Peaches and Cream. Cookies and Cream. Cookies and Cream.
Oh, jeez.
No, but those are the episode titles we have so far. Let's see here.
What else we got?
Oh, there were a couple decent, like, after the panel, some cast interviews, and I figured we'd play a couple some clips from them and stuff. But the first one's with Lana, the Evil Queen. You'd think I'd know that, being such a big Superman fan.
Yeah, we're not even going to go there.
All right, but we'll go ahead. Like, I haven't really scanned this much. We'll just let it play for a minute and jump in when we want to talk about it.
Okay, we'll jump in when we want to talk about it.
What was it like last season going through the transition that she did?
I liked it. I mean, you know, last season, everything is always happening around these characters, that there's very little time to go, oh my gosh, what's happening? I've changed, you know, Regina's grown so much, but it's kind of go back. Like, I think about the end of the second season. She was zapped. Do you remember that? She was, I guess, electrocuted to some degree. And then running to go save Henry before he falls through a portal. And then the whole third season was, well, the half of it was saving Henry. And then the Wicked Witch comes, and you're just like, oh my God, there's no time to stop and go, oh, I've grown so much. And I think that's a good thing, because you just got to go with it. And I love that there isn't much time for Regina to miss her old evil self, that she just has to do what's right in order to either get her son back, if we, you know, open her heart for true love. And I like that. I like that there's not enough contemplation. And that's okay. So where it leaves me as the actor is, let's just keep going for it. Any direction that they end up going with her, I'm not going to question it. I'm going to have fun with it. And trust that they know what they're doing, and they clearly do.
So she kind of said there that, you know, the two main reasons Regina would do good would be Henry or true love.
Right.
Right. And so I'm kind of wondering, with that, in that Sydney Glass clip we saw,
mm-hmm.
who is the person do you think she needs his help with? Do you think
Marion?
Well, do you think it's Marion? Do you think she's back on the Emma hate train? Because she was kind of on the Emma hate train at the end of last season.
Right, because Emma brought back Marion, yeah. which took away her love.
Yeah, but I'm just kind of wondering about her strategy, whether...
No, it'll be Marion.
You think it'll be mm-hmm. Marion?
Because if she goes after Emma again for the gazillionth time, it's going to hurt both of those relationships instead of just the one.
I can see that.
You take away Emma, everybody's pissed.
But it was an interesting interview. There were a couple points in it where I almost thought that she was like, yeah, I wanted to question some things they've done, but then it kind of all bore out at the end.
See, and I kind of got the impression that she's like, okay, what can I actually say here?
Yeah.
The whole, sure, like, for like a minute, she's like, I'm like, just talk. So, yeah, there's that.
But something that, that can be said and has been said several times at this point, unfortunately, Olaf will not be in Once Upon a Time for this season.
Going with that, and yes, I'm jumping around in your list. They will not have Olaf, the happy, jolly snowman, but they're going to have a rock king.
Oh, yes, the rock king.
It needed jumped because...
Oh, no, that's
fine. We will not have the snowman that everyone loves, but we will have the rock king, which I do love. But still, he is a rock.
Yeah, the rock king will be appearing. He'll be played by John Rhys-Davies, who was Gimli, I believe, in Lord of the Rings. I actually met him.
You met him?
Yeah, a couple years ago at a press thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he was short. He was a short guy.
Oh, he was short?
He was nice, though. Very troll-like.
Is he just voicing the troll? He's not, like, providing the voice for Grandpa Rock Troll Patty.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll be the same people who worked on the bunnies for Wonderland last year.
Oh, gosh.
But
those were bad.
It is weird though that they're gonna have the troll guy, the rock guy, but not Olaf.
Right. See, because
maybe it's just a situation where they felt like if they were gonna do Olaf, they would need to get Josh Gad for it.
Yes, they would.
And they can't get Josh Gad for it. Why? Well, I'm assuming his star is burning brighter than it has
in a while.
Because not only did he do this, but he was also one of the stars of Book of Mormon.
Oh.
So, he's...
Yeah. He's on to bigger and better things at the moment.
He was also Steve Wozniak in that really bad Ashton Kutcher, Steve Jobs movie.
Oh!
I know he was Wozniak in one of them. I'm pretty sure it was the Ashton Kutcher one, because they've made, 60 Steve Jobs movies in the past year or something. Steve Jobs.
Yeah, you're getting corrected on that by people.
Yeah, probably. That's fine, though.
There will be tweets.
No, but sadly, no Olaf, but yes to Troll King.
That's good.
Interesting. That's good. I guess we might as well go ahead and discuss the...
Hans.
Why don't you go ahead and take this one?
Okay, so Tyler Jacob Moore. What is with the people with the triple name, says the girl with the triple name?
Actually, if you want to know the truth, it's probably SAG, because two actors can't have the same name in SAG.
Oh, really?
So a lot of times, if I went...
Take your drink of water.
If I went into SAG and there was another Bill Meeks there, I would have to be
Billy Kay.
Or William K. Meeks, or change it to Willie Meeks or something that.
Nice. It's killing me, though, because every time I see his name, all I can think is Mary Tyler Moore. Mm-hmm. And this is not Mary Tyler Moore. But he kind of looks like the Hans.
Yeah, they chose a picture of him here on a red
making
carpet
a goofy
somewhere.
Face.
No, it's like the classic DreamWorks face with the I don't know if you've ever seen any of the images they have online of all the DreamWorks pictures, and all the characters are making the same face with a cocked eyebrow and that it's basically this face.
Yeah. Yeah, but, he looks pompous? Is that the right word?
I can definitely see that. Can definitely see that.
Yeah, so...
Although his hair isn't quite as auburn.
Well, it probably will be once it gets to set.
Yeah.
Because... Well, no, that was probably the other way. Never mind.
Yeah, but if there were any doubts that most of the characters from Frozen were going to be in this...
They shall be there.
They will be there.
Mm. Oh, wait, hold on. Fans of Oscar-winning Disney will remember Hans tricked Anna into falling in love with him in an attempt to take over Arendelle. He was
spoiler.
Last... Okay, they've all seen Frozen. People pay attention. Not everybody's like you. He was last seen imprisoned and on a ship headed back to the Southern Isles after being banished by Elsa. Why do I not remember that part?
Last I knew, they were finishing each other's sandwiches.
So it'll be interesting to see how he returns. Okay, the end.
The end.
Oh, kind of. Scrolling. And... Okay.
Is that about it?
Yep, that's about it.
Okay, and this one I wanted to play. I hope, actually, I saw a post of this earlier. And I guess this was – it's an interview with – it's a Rumble interview.
Ah, Rumble.
And I guess it was causing some sort of disturbance in the Force among fandom. When I went to play it, I didn't go through the whole thing. But what we were talking about several weeks back about the whole Stockholm Syndrome thing,
yes,
it's kind of brought up right here at the front. And I believe that might have had been some of the controversy. But I figured we'd go ahead and play it here.
Okay,
check it out.
Early on in the Rumpelbell relationship, there were a lot of hallmarks of impending domestic abuse. He had her isolated from friends and family. He was alternately really nice and a complete bastard to her. And she was like.
marriage. Sorry.
And Robert Carlyle looks a little uncomfortable here.
And so does Belle.
To save him, he can be redeemed. And a lot of that has sort of gone
away. How was he a bastard to
What?
How was he a bastard to
Making her...
Yeah, if you didn't hear that, he's asking, hey, how was he a bastard to her? Because he seems kind of upset by it.
Yeah,
like,
he
almost
is.
Like it was an accusation against him.
Clean the curtains on that. I mean, seriously.
He did catch me.
Yes, he did.
Give it a pillow.
and a chip cup, and so now that seems to have gone away. Is he really safe with her? Is she really safe with him?
No, I don't think anyone is. I think that he's the problem with Rumpelbigold. He's an addict, you know. He's addicted to this, the dagger, the power, the magic, whatever it is, and he's been practicing that for.
That's multiple times he's mentioned being an addict.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the panel, he mentioned that Rumpel was an addict to magic.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So I guess that's kind of where his mind is with the character
these days. He's an addict.
Which makes sense,
but the whole dagger thing.
Yeah, the lying to the people you love and stuff, you know, because of the addiction. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I can definitely do that.
It's very addict-y.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years. So I don't think that means to say that he doesn't mean the things that he says. I think he does. I think he loves Belle more than anything. But on the other hand, it's very, very difficult to give up. You know, a leopard doesn't change his spots overnight. And I think this relationship's got a long way to go before it comes out there.
Yeah, but good interview, and they're each of those interviews we've played are like 5 minutes long.
Yeah, so we're not playing the whole thing.
Yeah, but you can get the full links over at greetingsfromstorybrooke.com. One last video I think we have here, two videos actually, but the first one I think we're going to play in its entirety without stopping, and then we'll discuss some thoughts that Bleeding Cool had on it.
Okay,
but this is the official season 4 trailer.
Oh.
No new footage. But new voiceover. So the voiceover is the important part. So I thought it was appropriate to play the full thing on the podcast.
I've loved you since the first moment I saw you.
And I'll love you until my last.
Out of our evil... seek to bring forth good. Our labor must be to pervert that end.
It's time for all of us to believe. To believe in each other.
And out of good, still to find means of evil.
I tried to be good once, but it wasn't in the cards.
Of hope and fears and dangers heard so often.
Believe in what? Believe in magic.
In worst extremes, and on the perilous edge of battle when it raged. In all assaults, their surest signals, they will soon resume. New courage and revive, though now they lie groveling and prostrate on yon lake of fire.
Evil isn't born, it's made.
As we erewhile, astounded and amazed.
Magic isn't about what you see, it's about what you feel inside.
No wonder, fallen such a pernicious height. Awake. Arise. Or be forever. Frozen.
Okay, the Wicked Witch is coming back.
We
knew she wasn't gone, but she was all over that.
Yeah, she was. I mean, it was all clips from you know, the previous season. But the fact that she was porcelain, obviously, she
I mean, she was in that just as much as any other character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was a weird trailer, though, just because it's made up
really weird
like 100% of clips from previous seasons. But Abigail Rainey over at Bleeding Cool had some interesting thoughts on it. Basically, the voiceover there,
mm-hmm.
minus the last line, it's from Milton's Paradise Lost, which is it's a dramatization of, I believe, the Garden of Eden and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And not the Garden of Eden. The war when Lucifer tried to take over heaven.
Okay.
And Paradise Lost, he lost the battle and became Satan mm-hmm. and hell and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're thinking, because the original last line is awake, arise, or be forever fallen.
Oh.
So instead, forever frozen. So she's thinking here, you know, maybe that means that Storybrooke is going literally to hell, or that maybe somehow one of the bad guys is going to try and stage a coup of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of interesting theories. And, you know, I'm sure that definitely has a lot of significance to whatever's coming up in season four. It's just a matter of what, and that'll probably be more apparent
mm-hmm.
afterwards, but, you know, we probably won't remember it by the time it becomes apparent at all. Okay, let's see here. We did that. Oh, and to finish up, this is our last piece of news, actually. They released an official promo image of
Kristoff
and Elsa.
Really, he had to look up Elsa's name.
You know what? I had it spelled Else in the notes, too. There, seriously? I fixed it. No, but it looks nice.
Okay, that's it. I'm making him watch Frozen this week.
I will.
I'll
rewatch it for sure. But yeah, the first promo image of Elsa and Kristoff.
Unfortunately, she looks mad at him, so I don't really like that.
She does a bit. She does a bit.
But she's not exactly warm and fuzzy.
I've also heard a lot of people complaining about the braid.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not as voluptuous as the braid from the movie.
Yeah, that's because she's not a cartoon character.
This is true. But they have extensions. They have wigs.
She probably is wearing an extension. Look how long that braid is.
Just get that Rapunzel wig. lighten it a little bit. It'll be fine.
Well, hopefully they'll need it again.
Hopefully. Hopefully they'll do a better job. They'll recast it like they did Robin.
Don't recast.
Although it's still weird that they didn't recast Maid Marian.
Well, if they didn't need to.
Yeah, I guess. So, but okay, well, that's about all the news we have.
Are you going to do number 13? You don't have to.
Number 13?
Well, I'll just include it in the notes.
Yeah, there's a Two Truths and a Lie that they did with a bunch of cast members about the upcoming season. You can check that out in our show notes at greetingsfromstorybrooke.com. We do have two bits of feedback here.
Two bits.
That we wanted to get to. As always, we love to hear your feedback. You can email us, greetingsfromstorybrooke@gmail.com. You can tweet us at GFStorybrooke. The Facebook is facebook.com/greetingsfromstorybrooke. And our voicemail number is 424-274-2352. We love playing voicemails because we don't have to read them. Again, that's 424-274-2352. And speaking of hating to read, Amory, why don't you take this first one here?
Absolutely. Hey, guys, love the latest episode.
This is from Michael Lucero, by the way.
I was getting there. He's at the His name's at the bottom. Just a couple of comments. One, Arendelle, the setting of Frozen is indeed basically supposed to be Norway.
As we mentioned in our spoiler part.
In terms of folklore, geography, landscape, culture, and even architecture. In fact, the name Arendelle is taken from an actual Norwegian town called Arendal. See here. Link to Wikipedia page. I'll let you look that up while I keep reading. Georgina Haig, her other show, Reckless, is actually set in my city, Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the show is pretty bad and doesn't really represent Charleston well. I wouldn't be surprised if it gets canceled soon, but that just means more Haig for Once Upon a Time.
Let's see. I looked up Arendal, some notable residents, Sam Eed, industrialist. Øystein Grodum, speed skater, and Finn Lunker, playwright.
We are not making fun of any of these people. Norwegian names are just entertaining.
I'm just making fun of my inability to pronounce Norwegian names.
When I have to talk to people from Norwegian lands at work, it's a bad thing. I'm like, hi, who are you? Anyway, back to the litter. I also have to disagree about Fringe's final season being a bit disjointed. I'll admit it doesn't flow with the rest of the show as well as it could have, but the season explored a separate unit. It is very well put together. And the themes it explores and resolves are the exact themes that the rest of the show as a whole is most concerned with. Family, humility, personal sacrifice over selfish pride, the limitations of science, and the uselessness of knowledge without love. Also love the new Gotham podcast. I'm just getting more and more excited about the show. Take care. Michael Lucero.
Thank you, Michael. Good points on Fringe. Good points on Fringe. Agree to disagree. But I understand your viewpoint. And thanks for saying you like the Gotham podcast. We're going to be doing a new episode of that this week, too.
Yes, we are. It's a busy, busy week.
Come heck or high water.
Okay. Here, you've done a lot of talking. I'll read this one, too.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Bill and Anne-Marie. I had just finished listening to the latest spoiler party, and one spoiler that you mentioned did catch my attention. Learning that there was an alternative scene for the series finale did surprise me. In fact, the first thing I said when I heard this was, are you kidding me? They chose Frozen over Mickey Mouse? What a bunch of boneheads. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Frozen, and I'm looking forward to seeing it being adapted. With Mickey, I see major growth for show's story and characters to grow, in which it does disappoint me not to see him come in the show anytime soon. Scrolling. Before anything, I would like to acknowledge that bring Mickey in yep. is extremely risky. Since outside the House of Mouse, we rarely see Mickey Mouse interact with some of the other Disney characters like Snow White, the Beast, or Captain Hook. It's pretty hard to see them adapt any storyline to the Once universe without starting from complete scratch if they just use the movies or cartoon shows as a guide. On the other hand, if they use video games like Epic Mickey or Kingdom Hearts, then they should find it a bit easier to adapt the character to the show.
Kingdom Hearts is a very good fit, just because that's all based in like a Disney multiverse kind of deal, just like, you know, the Enchanted Forest is. Right. So,
since they both have some similar elements and plots, especially if they use Kingdom Hearts and its sequels. In case you never heard of Kingdom Hearts, in this game, we find that Sora, Donald, and Goofy need to travel to different worlds, which one find that they are inhabited by a character from Disney movies who are in need of help in fight off the malicious characters known as the Heartless and later Nobodies.
You know, something I just happened to think about, if they brought Sora to Once Upon a Time, they could totally get the original actor, because Haley Joel Osment voiced him, and he obviously is harder for work now because he's in that new Tusk movie.
Oh.
With the Kevin Smith horror movie.
Yeah, he needs some work. These two creatures who are created when an individual has lost their complete heart to darkness. Already one can find that there are similarities between the game and the show, and this is not including the Mickey's the King and is missing. Oh.
Yeah, definitely like Kingdom Hearts and Once, they both play in a lot of those same thematic elements that a lot of the Disney stories do, for sure.
You can always set special rewards and you can get the entire...
Oh, this is about, because we were talking about at the top of last episode about like maybe trying to do some fundraising for some new equipment for the fall.
Right, and this was the only person to get back to us about that.
Yeah.
You can always set special rewards that you can give the entire fan bases when you reach a certain amount. For example, if you reach 20% of your goal, then the two of you do an entire episode using the Gus Gus voice while performing commentary to Cinderella. I would love to do a commentary to Cinderella. Mind you, don't have to use this idea, but adding a reward with a certain can give a reason to donate. Sincerely, Patricia Maroro. I can't pronounce last names, which I feel
Patty,
so bad.
Sage,
I know it's I know it's Patty, but she put her full name.
She sent us a nice little Pinocchio.
I love her. Pinocchio.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that.
Thank you very much, Patty.
Awkward pause.
Patty and Michael. Again, if you want to send us some letters, I'm all flustered now. Email greetings from Storybrooke at gmail.com. Twitter's at GF Storybrooke. Facebook is facebook.com/greetingsfromstorybrooke. And the voicemail number is 424-274-2352. Again, that's 424-274-2352. We should probably put out a specific call for something. Okay, what's your – everyone write in, call in, et cetera, et cetera. with your safe prediction for season four.
Oh, yes. These are my
and
favorites.
Your off-the-wall insane prediction for season four.
Which means at least one of those will come true.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Probably both. Hopefully. Maybe.
Oh, I'm at one of the crazies.
Oh,
like
okay.
Somebody's crazy is going to happen because it's once.
Yeah.
Someone will not be related to the group.
Something.
That's the surprise. yeah.
Something will be
I like
crazy.
That. Something's going to happen.
Well, this was a pretty fun Comic-Con episode.
Good. This was good.
A good Wednesday night Comic-Con party.
Wednesday night Comic-Con party.
Gotta love it. Gotta mm-hmm. love it. Yeah, and as we said at the top of the show, we'll be back next week with a commentary
yes.
and probably the next week with a commentary and probably
the next week with a commentary.
Until
you notice a pattern here? There are commentary.
Until there's enough news to have another proper spoiler party, which will
right.
probably be, I would imagine, a little...
September.
September-ish.
Yes.
Probably, but we'll be around. And, you know, we'll be
on
the Facebooks, on the Twitters, on everything. What have you been up to that you want to point out before we go?
I've been doing lots of the blogging over at crunchycrafty.com. You can also find that account on Twitter at CCHCblog.
Excellent.
Or you can follow my personal account at AMDSimone.
Excellent. Excellent. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Meeks. You can buy my new book, Dog Boy Demon Stare, at bit.ly/demonstare. I'd really appreciate it. And you can find everything else I do at meeksmixedmedia.com. So I guess that about wraps it up.
I'm making silly faces at it now.
You are. It's very distracting.
I'm way too hyper.
That's fine. Well, let's get out of here, and then we can just bounce around the room for a few minutes.
Yeah, well, no, I have a Gotham doc to put together. So
this is very true. This is very true. This is the kind of Parsec Awards finalist level content.
Oh, absolutely.
You've all come to expect. So I guess you know we'll bring it again next week. And until next time,
greetings from Storybrooke.
I almost completely forgot what we do at the end.
Really?
No. Yeah.